Selection varies by region. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
Happy Thursday! Welcome. Gym class coming your way, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, the North Gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. It's a Thursday. Welcome to September. Welcome officially to fall, if you will, as the month of September comes up on the calendar. Coming up on our calendar today, we're going to talk to John Krant from Gym 5 Sports in Las Vegas. College football's first weekend is on the horizon. In fact, getting started tonight in earnest coming up on Saturday. Plenty of games to talk about. And back by popular demand, once again, we try to make a gigantic, gargantuan comeback. Ladies and gentlemen, it is one of the most popular segments on our local programming. It is the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6. It is back. The big board has been wiped away of last year's insulting season that we had, except for Alex Kuhn. I think I'm talking about you and me, Mark Dukes. But it's a brand new start, just like anything. Everybody's a national champion. Everybody's got a ring going into a brand new season. Likewise, we do with the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6.
In this case, it's the APC with Todd Tyler and Sean Krantz, our sponsor of the segment. They prevailed over us, meaning myself, Scott, and Alex Kuhn. Alex won the individual title last year, and we did nothing to help him.
And Rookie of the Year as well. I believe a lot of those trophies are here at the KGYM studios in the trophy case. No, I'm kidding. That'll get his attention, though, here in just a moment.
I feel like Iowa football in 2015. We've got an empty trophy case. We need to do something about
it. We do. We do. We're going to talk to John Cranton. Maybe he can help us. We'll do that just a little bit. We'll also throw in a couple of Major League Baseball games as well coming up with John. We'll do that coming up. And then we will have the Pick 6 here in just a little bit. But we welcome you in here today. Iowa football news from earlier on today. The Hawkeyes announcing that a familiar face will be at Kinnick Stadium coming up on Saturday. That is Dan McCarney will be back. Dan Late of North Texas was in Iowa City a couple years ago to take on the Hawkeyes. Back last year, I do believe, wasn't it? It was last year, 2015, that Iowa played North Texas. It didn't go well for the Mean Green that day. But Dan will be back, and he will serve as the honorary captain for week one of the 2016 season. Former Hawkeye assistant coach. He started as a grad assistant, worked his way up the ladder, and, of course, springboarded into head coaching jobs at Iowa State and in North Texas. Was also an assistant coach at the University of Florida. Been to several different stops along the way, and he's going to be in Iowa City on Saturday.
I think it's great. I mean, Dan has had a very successful coaching career. He's an Iowa City native. He played at Iowa, coached at Iowa, and then he branched off, which is fine. He did a nice job at Iowa State. He was on successful teams at Wisconsin and Florida. It didn't go so well at North Texas. In fact, the fourth game last year, North Texas was dealt a 62-16 loss to the Iowa Hawkeyes, but I think it's wonderful that Dan's going to be back in Iowa City and on the Iowa sideline.
Of course, a long-term gentleman as far as Iowa City is concerned. Grew up in Iowa City. Father was a chief of police in Iowa City. Became a Hawkeye. He was one of those guys. Kirk Ferentz would have loved to recruit Dan McCarney because he was one of those underdog guys that probably didn't have three stars next to his name, but by golly, he was going to run through a brick wall for you. And that's the way Dan McCarney coached. And I don't know if Dan's going to be on the sidelines anymore anywhere as a coordinator or as an assistant coach, whatever the case may be. He's not this year, obviously. But he's had a great run of it. Great run of it.
He has indeed. And, of course, every home game there's an honorary captain. And I don't think it's unusual at all that you bring in a former Cyclone, a former Badger. Above all else, I think Dan McCartney's a Hawk.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So that's the news out of Iowa City, other than the fact that Gary Dolphin is on Twitter now.
He is.
Yes. That was the big news earlier on today, that Gary is on Twitter. So welcome to the rabbit hole, man. Hope you have a lot of fun with that. It is a, it's a very good medium. Can also be a very confusing medium and a at times, but hey, it is what it is, right? It
yeah,
is.
I'm sure Gary will be very active on Twitter. I'll have to go out and follow him. And actually on social media today, Dick Simmons at Cornell College announced he's going to step aside from his post at Cornell after 25 years. I'm not sure what he's going to pursue, where he's going to pursue it. But I wanted to send our congratulations on a great career at Cornell. Even Quahogs understand that, Dick. And just wish him the best.
Yeah, and a great friend of the show. And I'm sure we'll still be seeing Dick around at many different places. So we look
forward
to that.
Whether he's going to stay involved in NCAA wrestling or not. He's been very instrumental in a lot of
aspects. Getting D3 national tournaments here to the U.S. Cellular Center and to Cedar Rapids. And very instrumental in doing that, helping out with that, a liaison between the NCAA and the local folks here as well. But, yep, he's going to be missed over there on the Hill. For 25 years, he was over there in Mount Vernon. So we will we'll miss Dick Simmons over there at Cornell College. Also today, out of Ames, the Big 12 conference basketball schedules announced. And a little bit of a surprising note to this, as far as Iowa State's, obviously it's not a big deal because you're going to play everybody twice, at least right now in the Big 12 Conference, Mark Dukes. Because that's probably going to change here in the next couple of years when they bring in two more teams. You're probably not going to play a 22-game conference schedule. But as of right now, you're playing everybody home and away. The big, maybe the surprising part about it is Iowa State and the men are only going to have one appearance on Big Monday coming up.
That's unusual.
Which is a little bit unusual. They had four this past year. Obviously, Iowa State suffered some heavy graduation losses, but they're going to have Monte Morris back. They're going to have Naz Long coming back and others. Thomas will be back as well and a pretty good group coming in. But only the Kansas game, as you probably can imagine, at home at Hilton Coliseum, is the only appearance on Big Monday. Now, there are other games that are going to be on ESPN2, etc., ESPNU, a lot of games on ESPN2, but only one Big Monday, and that is going to be on January 16th, an 8 o'clock start, when they welcome in Bill Self and the Kansas Jayhawks.
Interesting. Yeah, last year and the year before were special years, and you could understand why Iowa State would make more appearances on Big Monday, but no surprise, Iowa State Kansas is a staple on Monday, at least once a year.
Yeah, absolutely. They were on, I think both of them were.
I think so, too.
On Big Monday last year, and it's a good opportunity to show off Hilton Coliseum, to show off Hilton Magic, whatever the case may be, whether you're an Iowa State fan or not. You gotta admit, even if you're not an Iowa State fan, it is one of the top 10 best college basketball atmospheres that there is in the country, I think without a doubt, is Hilton Coliseum. So, Iowa State, January 16th, they will host the Kansas Jayhawks. Other than that, White Sox and the Twins play tonight.
Yes, indeed. And the White Sox are the team that gets well now. The Twins, losers of 13
How much you want to bet?
In a row. Quintana against Santana tonight. We'll have
great pitching matchup.
Yeah, 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM. The Twins and the White Sox get together.
Yeah, coming up tomorrow, we will have high school football coming your way, as it will be Kennedy and Washington. Two top 10 teams going. In fact, we got four top 10 teams for you coming up tomorrow. Can't go wrong. Kennedy and Wash, 1600 AM, 107.5. Hopefully it's 7 o'clock. Also, hopefully it's 7 o'clock tomorrow. It will be Iowa City Regina hosting Solon on 106.3 FM. Alex Kuhn will have that one coming your way. We've got coming your way before 4 o'clock a chance for you to win a family four-pack of Cedar Rapids Colonels playoff tickets for their first-round playoff series against a team to be determined as of yet. The Colonels will host the team to be determined coming up a week from tonight, next Thursday, September the 8th at 6:35, and you can be on your way to that game. And keep listening to KGYM. We'll have a chance for you to win those tickets coming up before 4 o'clock.
Yeah, tonight. Despite a lot of turnover, the Colonels have really had a fine second half. Had their eight-game winning streak snap last night at Wisconsin. The two teams will get together in Wisconsin again tonight. But really an excellent second half. And for all the turnover this team has had, and all minor league teams go through turnover, but I think the Colonels have had more than their fair share this year and really hanging in just fine.
Absolutely. 319-366-1600, that is our text line. You want to talk about Dan McCarney, the Iowa State basketball schedule, whatever the case may be, reach us by phone at 319-366-1600. Mark, this lineup will put fear into your heart here as soon as I can find it. Here we go. Of course, now they won't show it to me. You would think that would be the case. Oh, here you go. Eaton, Anderson, Cabrera, Abreu, Morneau, Frazier, Garcia, Avila, Saladino, who's 7 of his last 18.
Mark. Put it on the board.
Yeah, there you go. We'll have it tonight, 7 o'clock for you on 107.5 FM.
Speaking of the board, we usually have a golf leaderboard on Thursdays, but this week, the second leg of the the FedEx Cup playoffs, the Deutsche Bank in I think it's Boston, isn't
it? Yes, TPC Boston.
That's a Friday to Monday event, so action there gets underway tomorrow. Zach Johnson teeing off at 11:53 Iowa time with Luke Donald and Ben Martin. And Zach at, I think, 52, 53 in the FedEx Cup points.
Low 50s.
This is a field of 100. The top 70 after this tournament will go on to the third leg, so I think Zach's going to have a decent tournament.
Yeah, he should hopefully get to the BMW because he's done very well at that tournament. He's won it on a couple of different occasions. And, of course, he needs a win to keep his active yearly win streak alive. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. Maybe Zach will step up and win over the weekend, the Labor Day weekend over there at the TPC of Boston. 319-366-1600. That is our text line. That is our phone line as well here on the Thursday edition of the program. Should mention as well, I mentioned high school football tomorrow night. Our scoreboard show brought to you by J.D. Byrider comes up immediately following the game. The area scores, top 10 scores, and a whole lot more coming up tomorrow.
Abbreviated Major League Baseball schedule today. You mentioned the Twins and White Sox get together tonight. One game in the books, Atlanta and San Diego. Getting together, Atlanta wins at 9-6. The Cubs, I think the Cubs have Montgomery going.
Against Samardzija tonight.
The Giants and Jeff Samardzija. So that game is 7:05 first pitch. And the last game, the New York Mets and Miami Marlins, a key game in the wild card race in the National League.
Not a lot of baseball on tap tonight, but we will talk a little bit about that in college football. We'll do that with John Cranton coming up. Week one of the college football season actually getting underway with a few games tonight. Comes up in earnest on Saturday, including Iowa and Miami, Ohio, and Iowa State and UNI. We'll talk those games and more with John when we return after this on KGYM.
Doing what you like requires just two things, time and money. You can find both right now at PMX Industries. They're based in Cedar Rapids and have full-time positions available right now. When you work for PMX, you'll be working 3 and 4 day work weeks, which means more time to do what you and your family like and more money to make it all happen. See how easy it is to work full-time at PMX Industries and still have plenty of time and money to do what you and your family love. Learn more at ipmx.com. That's the letter ipmx.com.
It's only 8 days until the NFL kicks off the 2016 season. Don't miss a minute of the action. Get NFL Red Zone from NFL Network now. Every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoon. NFL Red Zone from NFL Network is available on Mediacom. Go to MediacomCable.com.
It's a Class 4A Top 10 Non-District Showdown this Friday night on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Udance. Join John Hagerty and me Friday at 7 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM as Metro Powers collide when number 9 Kennedy takes on number 3 Washington. The Cougars drop their opener to Muscatine while the Warriors triumph on the road at Prairie. That's high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number 9 Kennedy versus number 3 Washington. Friday night at 7 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. KGYM.
The Gym Class in the Gym. KGYM. Eastern Iowa Sports Talk Radio.
3:18, back with you. Thursday edition of the Gym Class. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Alex Kuhn, our producers. We take you through the 3 o'clock hour. That family four-pack of tickets to game number 2 of the best-of-3 first-round Midwest League playoff series. Cedar Rapids Colonels will be at home for game 2 and, if necessary, at game 3 of the best 2 out of 3. That is next Thursday. We'll give a family four-pack of tickets away coming up in just a little bit. John Cranton set to join us right now from Las Vegas, JimFiSports.com. At JimFiSports, that's Jim's Twitter handle. We haven't gotten John on Twitter as of yet. No inclination to join the Twitter world yet, John?
I would love to join the Twitter, but hey, who has time these days to do anything?
True. It's a rabbit hole.
It's today's breaking news source, John.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Everybody I know uses Twitter to acquire information, but as far as posting stuff and sending tweets out, no way. I got enough time just reading the information that's coming in.
Hey, let's get started. Tonight is the first of 5 straight days of college football, a virtual smorgasbord, John.
I love it.
Couple Big Ten teams in action, but the Iowa Hawkeyes don't start until 2:30 on Saturday, facing their heavy favorites against the Miami of Ohio team. Curious if Vegas is looking at Iowa as a team that has won 12 straight regular season games or a team that had lost its last 2 last year.
Well, no, they're looking at a one-sided game here, 4-touchdown favorite. Mm-hmm. You'd think that a game like this, where you know a big school against a small school, wouldn't get much interest or action, but that's not the case. The people who watch these numbers, they have power ratings, and they watch these very carefully. And Iowa's gone down, actually, from a 30-point favorite at one point down to 27.5, almost a field goal. So a little bit of money on Miami of Ohio, but still, that's a 4-touchdown favorite here, the total of 51.5. What Iowa's going to see is this MAC team, Miami of Ohio, that's very young, and they're rebuilding under this coach, Chuck Martin. They have some experience coming back from last year, but it's still a sophomore-heavy lineup. He's really building from scratch. They did face one Big Ten team last year, Wisconsin, and they get bowled over 58-0, so that's kind of where the betting line final score is looking at. And it's a Miami team that, you know, they have 2 quarterbacks you're going to see, sophomore and Billy Ball and another sophomore and Gus Ragland. They're Ball's the guy who's a passer, and Ragland is a mobile quarterback. You'll probably see both of them. But the last year, Ball got most of the playing time, 8 touchdowns, 13 interceptions, so it wasn't a potent offense. And their top running back is back, Alonzo Smith, but only 4 yards per carry, and that's a major concern against a dominant, rock-solid Iowa defensive front. So they got a lot of concerns. The biggest one, though, to look at is the Miami-Ohio rush defense. It was really bad the last 2 years, and 77th in the country, and you know, Kirk Ferentz is a guy that he likes to go for balance on offense, but he'll always test the team by running the football, and it's got a small, soft defensive front here in the Miami of Ohio Redhawks, so he's going to run that football, and he's going to have plenty of success. Even the quarterback, Beathard, is mobile, so it's going to be a long day for Miami. Iowa's going to be able to control the ball and the clock, and which means their defense is going to get tired in the second half, as Iowa controls the ball for most of the time. Plus, you got the Iowa defense that was 15th in the country in points allowed last year, just 18.5. So unless Iowa is looking ahead to the rivalry game like next week, which is always a concern, they should win this by a lot. But you know, covering the betting number here, I guess I don't think I'd take either team other than to take the total of 51.5. I can't see Miami of Ohio scoring many points, maybe 3. And Iowa is not a team that's going to you know, run up the score, especially with a rivalry game on deck. So, you know, maybe a 34-6 kind of final.
Hey, John, you probably don't have specific statistics at your fingertips, but I'm curious, in games like this over the last few years, maybe traditionally, when a team is favored by, let's say, 4 touchdowns, 24-30 points, is it usually the favorite that does cover, or are you seeing more underdogs?
No, it's actually split. You can go back 5 years or 10 years or 20 years. The odds makers do a very good job of assessing everything. It's statistics overall, it's situation, and it's matchups, too. They take all that into consideration, and you get some of these outrageous lines of 30 and even 40, and when you look generally, it's generally around the number. And so over the course of you know a long period of time, it's generally even. It's not like you know 40 times the dog covers and only 10. It's much more even than you might think.
John, no official line because this is FCS versus FBS or 1A versus 1AA, but our sources tell us offshore betting about a touchdown with Iowa State and UNI. They've played some great games in the past. UNI has won a couple of them. How about this one Saturday night?
Yeah, last year, there won't be a number on this game till tomorrow and definitely Saturday morning, but last year's game, Iowa State was a 13-point favorite with a total of 60. And this will be a fun one for the locals. You got this UNI team, 9-5 last year, coming off that terrific run, including the playoffs, and plenty to be excited about with the quarterback, Aaron Bailey, back. He was originally signed with Illinois, and this guy is a terrific runner and passer, and he's got plenty of talent to go along with him. I mean, the team broke so many UNI rushing records last year. It's a very potent offense. And the question, though, for the Panthers would be the run defense. They did lose their star, DeAndre Hall, to the NFL Chicago Bears, so they may take a step back, but this offense is going to be very balanced and potent again, and they're facing an Iowa State defense that does have some question marks. They've struggled with depth and stopping the run the last couple of years, although when they played UNI, they did very well in a 31-7 game. The thing I like about the Iowa State team is the offense. The new coach comes in, and Matt Campbell, who did very well when he was at Toledo, I think he was a terrific hire, but the cupboard was not left bare here. He's got some really talented offensive players. Joe Lanning was very good last year, 10 touchdowns, 4 picks. Mike Warren did it all, a remarkable freshman campaign, almost 6 yards a carry, and Alan Lazard has been there since his freshman season. It's a very good Iowa State offense he's inheriting. So the betting line is probably going to be 70, even higher than that. But remember, last year's game was much lower scoring because Iowa State was able to run the football, and that's what UNI does well. So it was a 31-7 final way, 2 touchdowns really, under the total. And that's the way I would kind of look at this game on Saturday. Have to lean toward the Big 12 school here, but maybe less points than the odds makers are thinking. I'll go with maybe a 27-13 Cyclone win. A
lot of attractive games this weekend, John. One including USC and Alabama. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you're right. For week one, there's quite a few games on the docket, and that stretches even through Monday. That'll be a big one here. Interesting that Alabama opened a 10-point favorite and now up to 11.5. For a marquee game like that, it's quite a bit of money that's been coming in on the defending champs, especially against a team like USC with their talent and historical prowess. Total has come down a little bit to 52.5. USC had a lot of talent last year, but lost 6 games. They're only 8-6. Well, they got a new coach here in Clay Helton. He was there as the offensive coordinator. They bring in T. Martin as the new offensive coordinator, and he wants to have balance on offense. He likes the power running game, but he also likes to throw the ball deep on occasion, which we saw when he was a quarterback, actually, at Tennessee almost 20 years ago. And there's a new quarterback for them in Max Brown. He's a junior, only threw for 113 yards last year. So there are question marks with the USC offense having to work in this relatively untested quarterback. But they do have skill position talent. Juju Smith is one of the best, over 1,400 yards receiving. And they got a new defensive coordinator in Clancy Pendergrass. He's bringing in an attacking defensive style. He wants to blitz more. So you'll see some changes with this USC team from the one you've seen the last couple of years. Alabama, you see some changes, too, from the champs. 14-1 last year, but got a new quarterback in Cooper Bateman. He had 1 touchdown, 2 picks last year. Young running back in Damian Harris, who they like. And the defense, which was number 3 in the country and number 2 in yards, is just, Nick Saban just stockpiles this talent. So there's some new faces, but they're loaded. The thing that I wonder about, though, is this Notre Dame, this Alabama team overrated, or I'm sorry, overvalued by the odds makers, because when they play these non-conference games, 3-11 against the spread, they're also 3-9 against the spread in the month of September. You wonder, boy, are they ready to play early? They don't really hit their stride until November or December. So I would go against where the money's going here. I think USC has the talent on both sides of the ball to keep this one close, maybe a 26-27-24 kind of game. But I don't think it's going to be the blowout that the odds makers are telling you.
John Cranton joining us from Las Vegas. Let's take a look at tonight. You got an SEC game already. Conference matchup between South Carolina with the brand new ball coach and the Vanderbilt Commodores. Not your sterling marquee SEC showdown to start the year, but it's still SEC football nonetheless.
You're right, yeah, and the defenses are much stronger here than the offenses. Will Muschamp takes over, and you know, when he was in Florida, he inherited all that talent from Urban Meyer, and he developed the great defenses or continued that tradition. That's his background, but his offense has really diminished quickly. This guy is not an offensive coach. Couldn't bring in a lot of skill position talent. So he goes to a South Carolina team that only averaged 21.9 points per game for the old ball coach. And you have to wonder, why did they bring him in? They also bring in the former Cleveland Browns offensive coordinator, and the Browns haven't been dazzling the last couple of years. So I have question marks as to whether the Gamecocks are going to score, but they do have some defensive talent, and that is Muschamp's talent and skill. And look who they're facing, this Vanderbilt offense. My goodness, were they horrendous last year, 15.2 points per game. How on earth did they win four games? They were 4-8. How well they did it with defense. It was actually an extremely good defense, one of the top 22 in the nation, if you can believe that, and points allowed, and they have their key pieces back. So what we're looking here is a defensive game. Keep this in mind. Vanderbilt Commodores last year, 10-1-1 under the Las Vegas total. Almost every single game was very low scoring, including the one they played against South Carolina, 19-10 final. So that's the way I'm looking at tonight's game. No scoring, a lot of field goals, and with South Carolina up to a 5-point underdog, I would lean that way. I think it's going to be like a 13-10 or 16-13 kind of game. Not much scoring, not much excitement, but hey, we'll go with the dog in this.
Sunday night, Notre Dame and Texas have the spotlight, John, in Austin, and a lot of folks like Notre Dame this year. Texas, to have any success, the way I look at it, it has to improve its defense. Almost 450 yards allowed last year. What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, you're right. And here's what the odds makers are saying. Total is 59. So they do, they're like you. They look at those defenses and say, boy, are they going to be able to stop anybody? Notre Dame, 4.5-point favorite, but down to 3.5. Brian Kelly has two quarterbacks who are extremely productive. Most college teams don't even have one. Malik Zaire was the starter last year, but got hurt early. And then DeShone Kizer came in and was outstanding. 21 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. He's going to go with Zaire early. But this team is loaded for Kelly, as he usually is, 10 wins last year. Texas, they're going to be interesting to watch because they're off a losing campaign. The pressure's on Charlie Strong, but they do have talent on both sides of the ball. The offense really struggled the last few years, so Strong said, forget it. I'm bringing in a new coordinator to totally revamp the offense. He brings in Sterling Gilbert. This guy worked with Art Briles at Baylor, and you know what those kind of offenses were like, wide-open, speed-oriented. So that's what they're going to try to do. But that's just talk. You got to get it done on the field, and we don't yet know whether they will be able to click. The defense, which you mentioned, yeah, they were 90th in the country in points allowed, but the thing is, the talent was there. They really underachieved. So I'm expecting a bounce-back effort by what was an underachieving Texas defense last year. And the key for this game is revenge. That's what really stands out. Notre Dame flogged this team 38-3 last September, ran all over him. And interesting that the quotes from Charlie Strong after that game were, hey, we just gave him, meaning Zaire, too much time to throw. Well, that's kind of lends credence as what we're going to see here on Saturday. You think he's going to let Zaire throw? No, I have to believe he's going to bring the blitz. Doesn't want to get embarrassed again. So I can see Texas with a talent on defense in a bounce back year, really wanting to get some revenge for this game. I think it's going to be a close one all the way. Texas is capable of winning, so I'll lean toward the dog. But the total here of 60, no, I think that's way too high for two talented defenses that are going to be in maybe a 24-23 kind of game.
Yeah, that would be a great one on Sunday. Monday, a lot of people, we talked to Adam Rittenberg from ESPN yesterday. This is a game he's looking forward to all weekend. Florida State, Ole Miss, Monday Night Football, College Edition, SEC going up against the ACC in this one.
Yeah, they picked a great one for Monday night. Terrific battle of talented programs with great defenses, too. Hugh Freeze running this Ole Miss program off a 10-win campaign. This team averaged over 40 points per game last year. They were top 10 in scoring, and that's because of the quarterback he was able to bring in, Chad Kelly. He's a mobile two-way threat. He's coming in for his senior year. Boy, was he dynamic. 31 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. He's also a great runner. Ran for 500 yards, so he can do a lot. And you've got a kind of an underrated Ole Miss defense. They were really strong last year, 22.8 points per game. Did lose some guys to the NFL, but they have five back. And they pick up a linebacker, Romeo Maggio, who comes from Oregon State. He was a terrific player up there for a team that had a bad record, but he was their leading tackler. So he comes to a terrific program. Ole Miss is primed to have a great season. And then Florida State. How about 11 starters back on offense for Jimbo Fisher? How many teams can say that? The guy to watch is Dalvin Cook, just an amazing running back, 7.4 yards per carry last year. They use him as a pass receiver as well as a running back. And they do working in quarterback Sean McGuire. He's going to get the full-time nod. He's a senior, had 11 touchdowns, 6 picks last year, and a very talented defense. The thing about Cook, a dynamic player who could lead the Seminoles to the win here, but he had 2 bad games last year against Boston College and Houston, just 2.6 yards per run. And what happened is those teams defensively, they stacked the edges and forced him to run inside the tackles, and he's not as productive. So I suspect Ole Miss is going to look at those game films and say, that's exactly what we're going to do. Going to try to force Cook inside, all of which means this could be a close game. You got Florida State here, a 4.5-point favorite with a total of 57. My first inclination was, oh, this is total is too high, but a lot of good offensive weapons and quarterbacks. So I will look toward the underdog here. Maybe a 3-point game. And you know what? I'll take Ole Miss to win the game straight up.
Oh, yeah. How about that?
I'll go at you.
Iowa got a first-hand look at Stanford and Christian McCaffrey in the Rose Bowl, John. Stanford opens against Kansas State. What do you have here?
Well, here's Stanford, a 16-point favorite to open, but down to 14, and the total has plummeted, too. We don't see lines move this much, but this is one of them. 54, the total, down to 48. Everybody thinks this is going to be a lower-scoring game. Thing is, Kansas State, great, one of the best coaches in the history of college football here, Bill Snyder. Losing record last year of 6-7, but you can kind of ignore that because he was decimated by injuries. His starting quarterback, Jesse Ursh, last year was injured in the opening game of the year. So he had to go with 2 backups who combined for 14 touchdowns, 13 picks. But kind of throw that out because Ertz is back. He's ready to go. The offensive line, which is banged up, is back. And the defense, too, was decimated. So what you saw with the Kansas State last year, they are better than they looked, and they will be for this game. Difficult situation here, a long road trip. Stanford just so talented. McCaffrey is best player in college football. He does it all with kick returns, running, and receiving. Guy had over 2,000 yards running and averaged 6 yards per carry. An amazing play. It'll be fun to watch in the NFL. My first inclination was you got to take Bill Snyder as a 14-point underdog. But boy, Stanford, 38-18 against the spread at home. They've been money covers no matter what line Las Vegas has made on in the last 5 years. They have been amazing. So with that said, I think Kansas is better than they were a year ago. I expect this to be somewhat of a close game, but I think the value here is with a total of 48. Both these teams can score. I'm looking at maybe a 34-24 kind of game, much higher scoring than the odds makers are telling you.
All right, John, should be a great weekend. Can we hear your free play and then tell us about what's going on at Jim Feist Sports?
Sure, I'll go with the South Carolina Gamecocks underdog tonight. I think it's a real close one, maybe 16-13. If you want to watch Pro Line with Dave Koken and Jim Feist there, it's going to show that's almost an hour long this weekend, covering all kinds of topics, NFL, college football, and even some social commentary about some of the San Francisco Niner quarterback controversy. A lot of interesting stuff. You can find that at jimfeist.com as well as Proline TV.
All right, John, we'll look for your Twitter handle soon, okay?
And keep on looking, gentlemen.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you next time.
John Krant from Vegas joining us here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class. Yeah, the final preseason round of games are tonight, except for the game between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and I believe they played the Redskins last night.
Indeed.
Did you see the lack of crowd? Yes, they were playing during a tropical depression. Let's put that out there. That's going through Florida. It's going to hit landfall. First hurricane to hit Florida in 11 years. It's going to be a Category 1. That's like saying it's just a small tornado. That's like the Floridians telling us it's just a small tornado. Don't worry about it. But yeah, they played last night. At the beginning of that game, there were less than 300 people in the stands. They counted them. Less than 300 people. In the stands at the start of that game at Raymond James last night.
I did not tune in. I was, as you were, in the midst of our fantasy football draft, Master Chef.
I was watching James Bond and drafting. Maybe that showed in our teams, but I don't know. We'll get some commentary on that. But, yeah, the last preseason game's coming up tonight, and you're not going to see very many, if any, starters playing in the games tonight. All right. Before we get to the pick six, right now, Alex, Let's go ahead and give our Colonel ticket giveaway and get that going here. We got a family four-pack of tickets a week from tonight to see Game 2 of the best-of-three series between Cedar Rapids and a team to be determined. We're going to go with caller number 5 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Caller number 5, you will get a four-pack of tickets to go see and cheer on the Cedar Rapids Colonels. We will assemble the panel for the first time this year. And we will have the pick six when we come back.
There are two kinds of hot. One is where a walk to the mailbox leaves you thirsty. But with Metro PCS, you get the other kind of hot, the good kind. Because now, when you switch to Metro PCS, you get a free Samsung Galaxy. That's a really hot deal. Visit a Metro PCS store to get your free Samsung Galaxy On 5 with a big 5-inch HD screen. And get on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. See store for details, terms and conditions, and data management info.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are in the middle of the ocean on a raft, finding coverage options that fit your budget. As you listen to the ebb and flow of the tide. Your budget, the ebb. Our coverage, the flow. Why tetherball isn't considered a real sport? Unknown.
Be at one with your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef and they're 100%. They're so good they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want.
Labor Day shouldn't mean labor at your grill all day. Get out of your backyard and get over to Burger King for a classic flame-grilled hot dog for just a buck. It's the Dollar Classic Grill Dog Deal this weekend, only at Burger King. At participating restaurants, valid September 3rd and 4th, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
Hey, it's me, your house talking. Do me a solid and go to Lowe's to fix up my yard. At Lowe's, they're trained to help you find the perfect tools to make your backyard great. Do that for me and I'll stop giving your morning paper to the neighbors.
Make your home happy today with huge Labor Day deals right now at Lowe's. Like $100 off all in-stock Husqvarna riding lawnmowers. Offer valid 8/31 through 9/12. Excludes garden tractor, zero-turn radius mowers, repaired and reconditioned items. Selection varies by location. See store for details. U.S. only.
A backyard rivalry is revisited this Friday night on the South Gym. Join Alex Kuhn and Gary Fickle this Friday at 7 as Class 3A, number 9, rated Solon meets Class 1A, number 1, Iowa City, Regina. The Spartans will look to take down their second top-rated team of the year in 2 weeks, while the Regals look to bounce back after the tough loss at Xavier. That's high school football, presented by First Federal Credit Union. 3A number 9 Solon at 1A number 1 Iowa City, Regina. Friday night at 7 on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, KGYM.
Hawkeye, Cyclones, Panthers, and all the college teams in the area. If it's in the news, they'll be talking about it. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
We would like to congratulate Michael from Cedar Rapids. He's going to go see the Colonels along with the rest of his family or three friends or two friends or whatever the case may be. That will be a week from tonight as the Colonels will get into the Midwest League playoffs. We are looking forward to that and wish the Colonels the best of luck. Also looking forward to the APC giving you a chance to win a $30 gift card to La Cantina. That'll be coming up between 4 o'clock and 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock coming up tonight. And go to either one of their La Cantina locations, downtown Cedar Rapids or in the Lincoln View Square in Marion. They're also hiring right now for kitchen and wait staff. And you can learn more, check out their delicious menu, drink specials, hours, etc.
online. That number? What's that number, Scott?
Which one?
Kitchen and Waits, though.
At LaCantina319.com. Go ahead and check that out. So the panel, ladies and gentlemen, has assembled. It's like, I don't have my, what does Anchorman use?
A conch shell?
Thank you. Thank you, Tyler. Thank you. But I don't have that. But anyway, we used it to assemble the staff. And ready to go. Todd is a czar.
We were right here the whole time.
Yeah. You were waiting, weren't you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't set you up.
Don't worry about it, brother.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. We were waiting here the whole time. Some of us waiting longer than others because we had a horrible year last year.
I posed the question, did you guys like the Twins last year overachieve?
Well, seeing as how every year that we've done this, I've never been on the losing end
oh.
of this little rivalry, if you want to call it that, between the afternoon programs.
Now, the other team has to win.
I've never finished below 500 for my personal record, but yeah.
Nice. Nice.
Keep the domino effect going.
A couple games over 500 isn't going to build a new house for you, I'll tell you that much right now. John Cranton would say the same thing out in the desert.
Yes, he would. Yes, he would.
This thing is like, this segment, if there was a nuclear war tomorrow, it would be cockroaches, Twinkies, and the pick six. It refuses to die. It is the Rasputin of segments. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I don't know how I got roped into being the commissioner on this, but it is what it is. A $30 gift certificate to Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub in Iowa City. On the line, all you need to do is pick your favorite prognosticator, and if we have the best record, then you win the $30 gift certificate, right?
That's right. You're the czar.
Got to knock the rust off here.
You are the czar. If you're the czar, then this man is the godfather. And that is Sean Krantz from, from Coach's Corner, and Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub on Highway 1 in Iowa City. And he's also a member of the champion team. How you doing, Sean?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Miss you guys down here.
Well, we look forward to being back. The guys will be there. So Mark and I will look forward to seeing you coming up soon, man. Well,
what time does Carl and Ernie's open up for the tailgating crowd this Saturday, Sean?
Both places will be open at 10 a.m. The kitchen, full menu, everything will be ready to rock and roll at 10 a.m.
Awesome. Good.
That was a nice little pre-party we had last week. We kind of got that was a great time at that concert.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of rock and rolling, let's get this thing off the ground. We'll start with last year's individual champion, Alex Kuhn, who tried to save you two from the abyss, and he just couldn't do it by himself. Alex, we're going to start with Notre Dame and Texas. Notre Dame making the trip to Austin, the Fighting Irish, a 3.5-point favorite.
I know Notre Dame has lost several guys to suspension. It has not been a good last couple of weeks, but I still just don't have any faith in the Longhorns. I don't have any faith in Charlie Strong as the right fit in Austin. I like Notre Dame by more than a touchdown.
I'm going to take Notre Dame here as well. I think they're the better team, even with all of the suspensions. One of the bigger stories a couple weeks ago, the 5-6 arrests, whatever it was. I'll take Notre Dame to cover the 3.5 on the road. Tyler.
Yeah, you got to show me something before I invest. I like the Irish as well.
So far, it's a clean sweep. Sean, do you like Notre Dame as well?
I think they're the better team, but I'm going to go with Texas. I think early in the season, maybe Texas can get one.
All right, you two losers.
Is this game being played in Colorado?
No, it's not.
Oh, shoot.
Being played at Darrell K. Royal Stadium.
Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, well.
Hook 'em horns. Notre Dame's a better team. I'm with you guys. I got to go Notre Dame here because Texas just hasn't shown me anything. And this is a big year for Longhorn football. Really is for this particular coaching staff, and they don't get it off to a good start, I think.
Mark, you can't beat us in the pick six. Your favorite baseball team's lost 13 in a row. How do you get out of bed in the morning? I'm sorry, early afternoon.
Oh, that hurts.
A Cub fan can say that, but all is true. That's true. You know what? I think there's a bit of turmoil in the Notre Dame camp, and I think Notre Dame's going to go into this game overconfident. I've covered a game at Texas, and it's not easy because of the, should I say the distractions?
Distractions.
Give me Texas.
You seen the size of those horns on Bevo?
Yeah. At the Alamo, when Iowa played Texas in the Alamo Bowl, they had to take Bevo out at halftime because he was too agitated. So were half of the Iowa fans that made the trip to San Antonio. Game number two is Alabama and USC. This is played in a neutral field, AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Alabama, a 10.5-point favorite. And I got to roll with the Tide on this one. I think they're going to get their title hopes started right with USC's just not ready for this game this weekend.
100% agree with you. This isn't even going to be the biggest blowout featuring an SEC team that we have to pick on this. I like Bama as well at Jerry World.
Mm. Sean, who do you like?
I'm going to go with Bama as well. I think it's a blowout.
a blowout. Sean Kranz takes Alabama. All right. Did you hear, I know, Mark.
You're taking the wind out of my sails here.
John Cranton just told us 3-11 versus the spread in these top 25 games in September for Saban and Alabama. Whew. Clay Helton takes over at USC. I think Bama wins this game, but I'm going to take USC and 11 points. Thank you very much.
You know, I was very tempted to after hearing John Cranton, but I'm with Todd. I don't think USC is quite ready, or Tyler, whoever said it. I'm not sure USC is ready for this game. Give me Bama.
Mark and I are just going to take every game opposite, so one of us is going to be on the plus side of things.
This was a tough one for me because I do like USC at the skill position. I think Juju Smith-Schuster is the best wide receiver in the country. But Max Brown, their starting quarterback who they named last week, is a statue in the pocket. He doesn't move well. And what does Alabama do to statues in the pocket? They destroy them. Look for Bo Scarborough, the new running back for Alabama, who is the biggest running back I have ever seen to run all over USC's defense.
Wrap it up here, Phil Steele.
Give me Alabama, and I'll take as long as I want because I won last year.
All right. Oh, yeah.
All right, Tyler.
Friendly fire, boys. Friendly fire.
Oklahoma and Houston. Oklahoma, a 10-point favorite in this contest.
Who's their starting quarterback? Baker Mayfield. Is he going to go to New York this year? Heisman finalist? Yep. Give me Boomer Sooner.
Johnny, going with Stoops or going to go with Houston?
I'm going to go with Houston. I like Oklahoma, but I'm going to go with Houston in this game.
I am up. By the way, Todd knows I love quoting sitcoms. I put one out last night during our draft, and no one got the implications on it. But as Trapper John McIntyre said during MASH, dealing with his Cubs, rigor mortis is fun when you're winning. Houston, 10 points? Yeah, I'll take that. Give me the Cougars.
May not win, but Houston's going to cover.
I don't know how they always do it, but Tom Herman finds a way to keep things close. I don't think they'll win, but I think Houston will cover.
I'm going to take Oklahoma in this one. I'm with Tyler. We may be putting ourselves on a little bit of an island here early on, but Oklahoma, I'll roll with the big boys in this matchup.
Boy, you two that escalated quickly.
You two are holding hands and jumping off cliffs right
now. Look at the scores.
So here we go.
There are no scores.
Here we go.
Funny how fast those got erased.
LSU and Wisconsin at Lambeau Field, home of the Green Bay Packers. There will be no Lambeau leaping, according to Les Miles, but the Tigers are a 10-point favorite. Sean?
Yeah, I'll go with LSU.
Wisconsin is beat up. Beat up going into this game, plus all the losses they had. Yeah, they're going to have a big home field advantage in this neutral site game, but LSU is really good, and Fournette is going to show it, and LSU is going to win this thing by more than 10.
Les Miles teams are notorious for underachieving, but I don't think in this spot. Give me LSU.
If it was possible for Wisconsin to score negative points in this game, I would choose that because I just don't think they're going to get anything going offensively. LSU, huge.
Was it Linda Ronstadt that sang Blue Bayou?
Yes, it was.
They are not going to be blue on the Bayou on Saturday. LSU rolls at Lambeau Field.
Bloodbath.
Really?
And I don't mean red for the Badgers either.
It's clean sweep.
I didn't tell you guys Stumpy's picture was in the paper today, our friend Stumpy.
It was. I did not
see
that. I
didn't even bring it in. Well, because it's in the news section and you have to read that.
And what were the
charges? You just read the sports.
And what were the charges?
Hey.
Okay, let's go to Ames. Iowa State hosting UNI. Offshore line here, and it was an early one because it's moved. Iowa State, a 7.5-point favorite over UNI for our purposes. Scott Unash.
That was because Captain Hook threw one on there, didn't he? He wanted that hook. UNI, I think maybe the first one to 35 is going to win this game. And I think Iowa State's going to pull away at the end and win it for Matt Campbell. I think UNI is going to have a heck of a year in the Missouri Valley Football Conference. But I think that first game under the lights for Matt Campbell factor is going to go for Iowa State.
A lot of excitement for Iowa State. I think it might struggle, especially in the offensive line early, but I think things come together in the second half. And despite the hook, Todd, thanks for adding it, but I'm going to take Iowa State.
And now Alex is up.
I guess I'll go Iowa State as well. I had you and I last year, but yeah, let's go with Iowa State.
The degenerates that play this on the offshore books have bet this all the way to 9 in Iowa State's favor. I'll throw the points here. I think Iowa State can win this game by double digits.
As will I. Mike Warren, I think, has a big game against that defense in Cedar Falls. It's in Ames, but against the Cedar Falls program.
I hope our troll's listening, our UNI fan.
Oh, you know he is. He's got that purple track suit
Sean,
on.
Clean sweep for ISU, or are you a part of Panther Nation for one day?
I can't stand Iowa State. They're garbage. I'll take UNI.
He's on Panther Nation for a day. There you go.
All right. We will take the Iowa-Miami line at 27.5 in our tiebreaker, the first of the year. Total passing yards for one C.J. Beathard. Scott Unash.
Oh, I'm up?
Or no.
No, Mark's up.
My apologies.
You will hear on Before the Boom on our Saturday pregame show starting at 12:30. My prediction will be a 44-9. Iowa victory, therefore the Hawkeyes cover. And I don't think Beathard's going to need to pass a whole lot. I mean, 179.
That's a lot of passes, Mark.
Oh, okay. I echo your prediction, Mark. I think that Iowa covers, and I'm going to go with about 140.
Todd.
I'm also taking Iowa to cover in this game, somewhere in the neighborhood of 44-13. And for C.J. Beathard passing yards, give me a nice 201.
Tyler Ryder.
38-10. That's just past the hook at 28. Throw the points, 202.
So Iowa. All right. Sean.
I'm sure that wasn't intentional.
Not at all.
I got Beathard, let's give him 215.
Oh, you should have said 203.
Iowa's going to be big in that role. I'll take Iowa.
I think Iowa rolls, but I think Miami gets a late touchdown and gets it under the 27.5. That's a lot of points. No worries. But Beathard's not going to be in there at the end. I'm going to go 151 just for the heck of it. How about that?
And, did you have Miami covering?
I did.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Sean, again, give that time for Coach's Corner opening up and Carl and Ernie's opening up on Saturday for the folks.
Yeah, we'll be open at 10 a.m. and looking forward to seeing everybody down there. We're looking forward to the football season. It's going to be a good one. Beathard can stay healthy. It could be a special season.
Absolutely. Hey, also, West High is home Friday night, too, so that'll be big.
Todd, yeah, what do you got coming up?
I do want to tell people my golf tournament is filling up. I only got about 4 spots available, and that is Friday, September 23rd at Finkbine. So come on into Coach's Corner, Carl and Ernie's, and get signed up. Like I said, we only have a couple spots left.
That's good news, though. That's good news.
Yeah, it's going to be a good day.
See you Saturday, Sean.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Sean Krantz joining us from Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub in Iowa City, the sponsor for the Pick 6. Todd?
What do you got coming up?
We are talking a little Big 12 football with ESPN.com's Mitch Sherman. We've got Steve Baker, the play-by-play voice of the Miami Redhawks. And it's Thursday, so that means we'll have a little Woodja on the program as well. And since Scott likes quoting TV shows, you guys can be Cheers. We are your Gary's Old Town Tavern. And I think we all know how that usually turns out for the Cheers gang.
Yeah, it doesn't turn out well. All right, give us a call right now at 319-366-1600. You know how it works. The first 6 callers, you can hitch your wagon up to one of the prognosticators. If your picker has the best week, you will get a $30 gift certificate to Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub in Iowa City. Twins, White Sox, it don't get much better than that, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM.
I may listen to it, but I'll be watching football. Thank you very much.
All right. Stay tuned, APC. Coming your way next, right here on KGYM.
There are 2 kinds of hot. One is where a walk to the mailbox leaves you thirsty. But with Metro PCS, you get the other kind of hot, the good kind.
Because now, when you switch to MetroPCS, you get a free Samsung Galaxy. That's a really hot deal. Visit a MetroPCS store to get your free Samsung Galaxy On 5 with a big 5-inch HD screen. And get on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. See store for details, terms, and conditions, and data management info.